Hello.
Hi, this is Scott Law calling for Pav.
Yes.
Hi, I got your number from a friend of mine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. He said that you were apparently a fan of the band that I fronted many, many, many years ago.
Who the
fuck is
this? Call
this number and talk to her. Stain fan from way back when, asked for Bev.
What is your problem? Do you have nothing better to do?
No. This is some number that was given to me from one of my friends that said that to call this number that you were a fan of the band that I was in back in the 1980s, and I thought I would reach out to you. That's all. I don't mean to be any harm or anything. I just thought you were an old friend or a friend of a friend or an acquaintance. That's all. I'll lose your number. I won't bother you ever again. I promise. I apologize.
Well, what the fuck do you think this is?
Like I told you, I received a phone number from a friend of mine, and your phone number, and said to call and ask for you that you're a fan of the band that I used to front back in the 80s.
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
Pardon me?
I got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
Well, you can. I'm not calling for any harm at all or anything like that. I just thought you were previously a friend or an acquaintance of a friend that knew my band. That's all. That's all. You can do whatever you want. I'm not guilty. I'm not going to bother you. I'll never call you again. This was the number that I was given. Let me tell you what number was provided. 270-558-1740 and to ask for you, Bev.
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again,
I will not.
I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
Ma'am, I promise you I'll never call you again. And I apologize. There must be a misunderstanding. That's why I'm giving you all the information I have, and I'm being very direct and upfront with you. I'm not calling to harm you or anything like that. I'm not a scammer. I used to front a punk rock band back in the 80s, and I got a message from one of my friends to contact you that you are trying to reach out, that you're a former fan, basically. And you're obviously not. You obviously don't know what I'm talking about, so I don't know why he sent this to me. And I apologize, and I will not ever call you again.
I've already talked to everybody. They don't know who the fuck you are.
That's fine. You know what? Then just you can retain my number. My name's Scott, and whatever. I just, like I said, I did not call to upset you or to cause you any worry whatsoever. I'm not doing that. I just simply thought that you were a former friend, fan, whatever. Okay? That's all. And I just was just being the nice guy. It's like, oh, my God, no, I haven't talked to you forever. Oh, my gosh, how you doing? You have kids? Blah, blah, blah. You know, type of thing. That's what I thought I was going to get. I didn't think that I was going to call somebody and feel like I'm threatening them, because that's not my intention at all. And I'm not. And nor will I. I never will. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I will lose your number. I'm going to contact this friend of mine and tell him, don't pull this shit on me or anybody else. If this is a joke, don't do that. That's not right. We don't need this. I'm a busy person. I'm sure you are too. And I apologize from the bottom of my heart. I have no idea. If you don't know who I am, I apologize. I simply got a message from
I think you're fucking mentally ill.
I'm not.
You can't even hardly probably walk or blow your nose.
I often wonder that often about other people often, but no, I'm not one of them. I'm a professional person, upright, stand up, I believe in vote and all that, and I'm all American, and I would never do anything ever to harm anybody or to upset anybody. That's not my forte. It's just not in my agenda.
You know, something in the last 4 years, my house was considered one of the prettiest with a sign in the front in this area.
Okay, well.
What the fuck are you talking about? I live in a double-wide mobile home.
No.
You try your fucking shit with me anymore, buddy. I'll see you in jail for harassment.
Okay, Bev, I'm not going to ever call you again, I promise you. And I apologize, and I thank you for taking the time and explaining to me that, you know, you're not an interest, not interested. It's not even about that. I thought you were a fan of the band from the past. I'm talking 1980s. I'm old, okay? I'm not saying you are. All I got was a phone number that you were a fan of the band and that you wanted me to call. So I did. I just thought, you know, this must be an old friend. What the heck? That's all. I'm not out to do anything.
I'm going to see you in jail. I'm a widow, and I know how to play that to the full extent.
Bev, I'm sorry for your loss, but I'm not looking for any information or anything from you at all. I apologize for the phone call. I truly
come
do.
To the house. Let me show you what my concealed carry looks like.
No idea where you live. I'm not interested in that or anything of that nature. I'm not interested in any way, shape, or form. I simply was contacting the phone number that was provided to me from a friend that said you were an old fan of my band back in the 80s. So I thought, okay, I'll call you. That's it. It's simple. And you obviously were not. So we can end the conversation. You will not hear from me again. I apologize. I do appreciate your time. And I do. I apologize for bothering you. I truly do.
Come on over, honey.
No, I don't know your address. I'm not even looking for that. I'm not at all.
My nephew is a sheriff. I'm reporting you to him.
Bev, if I may, even if you were a fan, and you told me your name's Bev and whatever, your last name, blah, blah. I don't even know that. I don't want to know it. I don't want to know it. Don't say it. But if you said it's Bev Smith and I don't know you, the last thing I'm going to do is come over and hang out with you. But if you're Bev...
You want to fucking play games, buddy? Play games.
You know, that I do know that I knew some years ago and going to be in town or something, meet for coffee, then fine. But no. This is none of that. That's all I'm saying is I think either they put the number in wrong.
If you start your fucking shit again, buddy, my nephew can trace your number, even though you're using a burn phone.
Bev, you can do whatever you want about me, okay? You will see that I'm an upstanding citizen. I'm a U.S. citizen.
What is your last thought going to be?
My last what?
Let me show you my concealed carry.
I don't need to see any of that. I'm not threatening you.
I'm not a nice lady, honey. I'm a motherfucking bitch. And I will rip your fucking face off and shove it down your throat.
You have every right to protect yourself, but I do want to tell you this.
What kind of a Christian plays your fucking game? Give me a break. May God strike you dead, you piece of shit.
Bev, I've been very upfront with you and honest with you, okay? I told you everything that I know. I am not to harm anybody.
I've talked to Richard, Teresa, and the security guard.
I don't know who any of them are, and I am not going to bother you. I don't even live near you. I don't even know where you're at.
I already told you once before, my nephew is a deputy sheriff. I already got the first phone number that you called from. I will get another phone number from you. They'll trace you down, and I'm going to see you in jail for harassment.
I don't know what I did to harass you.
I know how to play the widow bit to the full extent.
Well, you know what? Let's end this conversation now. All I was simply doing was reaching out from a friend to a quote-unquote friend fan, and obviously you're not. So we can end the conversation, and you'll never hear from me again. I promise you that. I'm not out to do anything like that. And being having you tell me that you carry and conceal, that's a threat to me. Regardless, I'm not threatened. I mean, I'm fine. I'm just telling you, you should not be threatened by me either, because all I was doing was reaching out to you because I thought you were a friend and or a fan of my old band, and it's that simple. And obviously you're not, and obviously I am not out to harm you. I'm not looking for any information from you whatsoever. So this conversation is going to end. I apologize. I appreciate your time. But I do apologize for upsetting you, because that was not my intent at all. Okay?
Also, sweetheart, I hit the button on my answering machine. I've got this whole motherfucking shit. You're recorded, baby.
That's fine with me. I didn't say anything wrong.
I accidentally hit a button. And you're being recorded. And I'm going to give it to my nephew.
That's fine with me.
And all the other ladies you called also got the phone numbers, dummy. We've got them on our phone.
I haven't called any other ladies, ma'am. Like I said, I'm a very busy person. This was a text from a friend of mine that indicated that you were a former fan of my band and that you would like me to call. So I called. That's all.
This is my only day off, and I don't want to deal with a piece of shit like you. Now, I'd love you to come over, sweetheart.
I have no idea where you're at, and nor will I ever do that anyway. Yeah,
you
I don't
come
know.
Over, I'm going to blow your belly button through your spine.
I do not know you. I have no idea where you're even at. I obviously don't know you. You don't know me. So why the hell would you invite me over and then I got carry concealed. You know what? That's fine.
Yeah, it works, honey.
Yeah, well, it's not because of that I'm not going to come over. One, I don't know you. I don't want to know you.
I've got my own handyman that takes incredibly good care of me.
You listen to me.
God is looking at you now and going, where the hell did I fuck up?
I called you. You do not call me back either, because I will also contact my security and my attorney.
You should have been an aborted fetus, because you're fucking nuts. And if you call me again, I'd love to know where you live, honey.
I'm not going to. Why would I?
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
You've called me every name in the book, and then you threaten me. And then you're talking to me about taking me to court? Are you kidding? I've done nothing wrong. I explained the reason for my call.
I've got a tracer on my phone. I'm tracing this phone call. And you know what? I'm going to report you.
Call the fucking U.S. Marshals. I don't give a shit. Good luck.
You are a piece of fucking shit. And if you call my phone again, I'll make sure you don't ever get another phone anywhere, honey.
Bev, here's what I'm going to do for you before I hang up. Well, not before I hang up. After I hang up. I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to pray for you. Okay? And that's the end of our conversation. Goodbye.
I've already